This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. Now, Rick Stein is well known for his love of seafood, cooked simply but perfectly. He's the man who transformed the Cornish village of Padstow into Padstein. And his TV series on the food of India was on the telly last night on BBC Two. Rick, good morning again to you.
Good morning.
So you were in a village in India and you came upon the perfect fish curry. Is that true?
Yes, I did. It was a little sort of subtext in the whole series and the book, which is a sort of... It's nice to do a series with a journey of some sort, and the journey here was to find the perfect curry. And it happened quite by chance, in a most delightful way for me. We were on at a place called Mamallapuram in Tamil Nadu, and the researching had gone a bit wrong, because Mamallapuram is the site of a World Heritage temple.
Right.
Hindu temple, which we knew nothing about. We just saw this temple at the end of the beach and said, well, that looks quite good. Happened to be built in the 8th century.
Did you have any researchers on this programme?
Well, I have had a bit of a go at them, but they came to the conclusion that all the beaches in Tamil Nadu are dirty. Well, most Indian beaches are dirty, yeah. So what's new? We went to this delightful beach, not knowing it was famous, found this fish restaurant on the beach, not really realising that they were used to dealing with tourists, and the guy came up with an enormous snapper, a kingfish, 3 or 4 lobsters and a whole plate of giant prawns and said, what would you like? So I said, well, I think we'll go for the lobster, definitely. We'll have the prawns, but I really like the look of the snapper. And he said, would you like to watch us cook it? Because we had all the cameras with us and everything. So we went into the kitchen. And it just was the simplest curry, and that's what I really liked about it. The thing about southern Indian cooking is it's quite a lot simpler than a lot of northern Indian, simply because they rely on fresher flavours, tamarind, tomato, coconut,
we should
curry
say,
leaves.
The recipe for this one is on our website already, so it's bbc.co.uk/radio4/womanshour, because you may not be able to pick up all the details you're going to require in the next couple of minutes.
They cooked it, and it just very quickly, it took all of 20 minutes.
The snapper, though, can we get that in Britain? Certainly in London
We don't have snapper, but I've written it for about 6 or 7 different fishes. I mean, what I'm going to do now is cook a little monkfish with it, which works very well. I think bream would do, gilt-head bream, bass would do. You could use oily fish as well if you just wanted to use something simple like mackerel. It would work. But the reason I like this particularly was because of the snapper. And it just... The thing people say about curry and spice is it ruins the taste of fish. It's rubbish.
Well, why do people say it in the first place, then?
Because I think it's this whole received idea that people used to say about the French meat, you know, in the last century, that the reason they had such nice sauces was to hide the flavour of off meat, which has always been rubbish. Mm. The thing I've learnt in India, above all, is because they don't have any refrigeration, nothing is actually off in the meat or fish line. The meat is always slaughtered and used that day, as is the fish, caught and used that day.
So how do you start this dish then?
Well, I have actually started already, because it takes 20 minutes and we've only got half of that time. So I just took some oil and mustard seeds, and fried them off, and then some onions and garlic, and cook that for about 10 minutes. You always have to cook your onions for quite a long time in curry. So this is really a very simple version of very many types of curries.
Now, it's the curry leaves.
Now I'm adding curry leaves, probably the most common flavour in all southern Indian cooking. And as they start to fry, you'll smell that distinctive curry leaf flavour. I don't know if I was somebody like Madha Jaffrey or Nigella, I'd probably be able to describe it in sort of in better words. But you can smell that flavour coming through. Sorry, I got a bit of cough. Now you smell it. It's sort of slightly sort of flavour. When you first smell it, you think, I don't think I'd like that.
And then you do.
You have to have it.
Yeah.
Next, I'm going to add some turmeric. You can't see this.
About a teaspoon.
About a teaspoon. That always Indians always say a little cautiously, on the side of caution with turmeric. You don't want to overdo it. About a teaspoon of ground coriander. And as these are Kashmiri chilies, I'm going to put about a teaspoon and a half ground chilies. I've specified all through the book Kashmiri chilies. And I know if people have said, oh, I went to this place, that place, I couldn't find Kashmiri chilies. I'm afraid I specified them because I know the heat of them, which is sort of like not particularly hot, about 5 on the Scoville scale.
So if you possibly can, do take the time to find them. Yeah. Now, there are lots of chopped tomato.
Lots of chopped tomato. In the recipe, I put tin, but that really was because I'm sort of thinking, well, a lot of the time back here, the tomatoes aren't that great. But this time of year, they are great. So I'm, of course, using fresh.
At what point, then, does the monkfish go in?
Right at the end. Oh. Right at the end, because, as in the UK, with fresh fish curries like this in India, they put the fish in right near the end.
I wouldn't know how long to cook monkfish for, actually.
The general rule of thumb with cooking all fish is about 10 minutes to the inch, or 2 centimetres, I suppose. Now, these are, as you can see, cut across the bone, they're about 1 centimetre. So I think the fish will be done in about 5 to 7 minutes. So in they go. I've missed out the most important element, of course, because I'm rushing, which is tamarind. Both the tomato and the tamarind in this dish serve to...
Now, that's
to
tamarind, liquid tamarind?
I'm not a great fan of... You can buy sort of concentrated tamarind in supermarkets now, but it always tastes to me a bit sort of cooked. It tastes like sort of cooked wine, you know, very too concentrated and not fresh enough.
Well, Rick, we'll bail out just at this point, because we've got to go and spend some time with the Shadow Home Secretary, because this is Woman's Hour, after
all.
Well,
I'm sure you'll find that much more interesting.
But we'll taste the fish curry a little later, before the end of the programme. And you can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.